Study, Immigration is Popular Among Citizens When It Is Restricted. By John Binder on November 21, 2018. Immigration is popular, for the most part, among citizens of the nation when it is restricted. Research in Japan from the Pew Research Center finds. Pew Research polling finds that while the vast majority of Japanese citizens want immigration to the country to remain restrictive and low, overall views on the subject are positive. In Japan, net migration to the country is near zero and the foreign-born population is less than 2% of the nation's 127 million resident population. This means more than 98% of Japan's population is native-born Japanese. And while there has been a global effort for Japan to take in more immigrants, nearly 6 in 10 Japanese citizens, or 58%, say the country's near-zero net migration policy should remain in place. Less than 25% of Japanese citizens want more immigration to the country, and 13% say Japan should reduce the small number of immigrants it currently admits every year. Japanese citizens' immigrant restrictionist views are not due to their hostility towards immigrants themselves, however. The vast majority, 75%, of Japanese citizens say immigrants want to adopt their customs and way of life. About 60% say immigrants in Japan, deriving primarily from Korea and China, are not terrorist threats. 59% say immigrants make their nation stronger, and 52% say immigrants are no more to blame for crime than citizens in Japan. The immigration situation in Japan is immensely different from the one in the U.S., where the overwhelming majority of the 1.5 million illegal and legal immigrants that arrive in America every year are from cultures and countries that differ greatly from the U.S. As Breitbart News chronicled, the U.S. Census Bureau marks a nearly 108-year record high of immigration to the country in 2017, with the foreign-born population booming to 13.7%, encompassing 44.5 million immigrants. The last time the U.S. foreign-born population was this high was in 1910, when immigrants made up 14.7% of the total country's population. The country's last immigration boom, between 1900 and 1920, was eventually met with a near-immigration moratorium. Between 1925 and 1966, the yearly U.S. legal immigration level did not exceed 327,000 admissions, a four-decades-long near-moratorium that allowed the massive inflows of immigrants from before 1925 the ability to assimilate. Immigration to the U.S. has boomed to historic levels since 1966, with foreign-born residents now making up 13.7% of the total U.S. population. Migration Policy Institute. A similar Harvard/Harris poll in January found that more Americans support zero immigration to the country than they do current legal immigration levels. Black Americans, in the same Harvard/Harris poll, were found to be the most supportive of a near-immigration moratorium. Nearly half of Black Americans said they would like to see between 1 and 250,000 legal immigrants brought to the U.S. a year. Voters have also suggested that mass immigration levels are resulting in a lack of assimilation among foreign populations in the U.S. A CBS News/YouGov poll in June found that more than 4 in 9 Black Americans in swing districts across the country said immigration to the U.S. was making life worse in their communities. The swing districts poll revealed that nearly 60% of white likely voters and 61% of likely swing voters who see changes in their neighborhoods from mass immigration said that immigration to the U.S. is making their communities worse. A majority of white, black, and Hispanic Americans say stricter immigration enforcement is needed. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.